Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's that time of the morning where we check in on your good vibes. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and yeah, we're just... That we are, 585-252-9800. Good morning. Breeze, where's everyone at?
I know. Where are our friends at? Come through. Pop all the way off. Let's see. Where's Nico and Steve? Haven't heard from them in literally ages.
Long time.
Need to hear from you guys. Our girl Rebecca's here. She says, good morning. I'm feeling good today because, well, I'm off of work. And I'm off of work until next Tuesday. Ready for a Bills win tonight? Go Bills.
Yeah, Bills are playing tonight, 8:15. Miami is visiting.
Yeah.
Bills are going to wreck them. Let's just call it right now.
Squish the fish, you know? Squish it. You got to do it. It's so important.
Thursday night games are so fun to attend, but it's just so hard because by the time you get home and we're up at 4, it's brutal.
Yeah, it really is. All right, who else is here? We have our girl Ashley weighing in. Ashley says, good morning. Feeling good today because I finally feel like I have my schedule handled and back to school is in full swing.
That it is.
That's great. We love that moment for you. It's hard to get your footing after, you know, being on summer break or at least your kids being on summer break for however long, 3 months.
Almost.
Well, I mean, it's definitely shortened over time. I think it's only like 2 now, but.
So when I was in Italy, my little cousin Giada she's 14, and she was leaving Saturday morning with her backpack. I go, where are you going? She's like, school. I go, you guys have school on Saturdays? She's like, yeah, Monday through Saturday. I go, hold on a second. Let me wrap my head around this. You guys go to school on Saturday morning. They're like, yeah, that's so common there. I had no idea.
That's
6 days a week they're in school.
That's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
All day. And you know what makes it even more painful is the fact that her and all her friends hate school. I'm like,
Saturday?
A Saturday morning. They go to school on Saturdays. Yeah,
that's my literal nightmare.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't. For people that are like, you know, Americans live to work. They don't work to live. Okay, that's not the case when it comes to schooling, apparently.
Well, I'm sure they're still taking a five-hour lunch.
Yeah.
Right?
They're like, so we're going to go in at 9, we'll be there till 12, we'll come back at 4, and then we'll leave at 5. Perfect.
Are your vibes through the roof? I mean, or has all of the excitement slowly started to settle?
Oh, no, I mean, my vibes are through the roof. I went on the boat yesterday, it was hot. I like literally almost jumped in the water. That's how hot it was. It was like 82.
Yeah.
So it was, I'm just glad that we're still utilizing the bow and, you know, the nice weather. Yeah, I'm excited for the Bills. And I think, yeah, it's been a whirlwind of a week, but it's been great.
Yeah.
Truly no, great.
It has been. I feel like the week is definitely going by fast. I don't know for you guys too. There's been a lot going on. And yeah, Bills are playing tonight against the Dolphins. Excited for that. Had a nice dinner with my buddy Mark last night.
Wait, I was going to ask you, when you were in Italy, you couldn't watch the Bills?
No, I'd go on my phone and watch the highlights.
Mm. Yeah. So you missed that crazy game.
I missed it.
Oh my God, it was insane.
Yeah.
It was literally nuts.
I think it was like 2-something in the morning, my time. I can't remember the 6-hour difference. But yeah, I watched all the highlights with Bills and Ravens. It was very exciting. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. You can stream us live on the free Odyssey app. Oh, Halloween's creeping up on us. Breeze.
I know. Spooky season.
I know. Fall's hottest accessory. Goosebumps.
Ew. No, I have the egg.
This is written out for me. Okay. I got to do it. Right. The Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester is officially back. It's scarier than ever. And it's not just a hayride this year. It's a nightmare on wheels, you guys.
Oh, my God.
There's a new haunted beer garden, so you can grab a drink to calm your nerves. It's 21+. Opening weekend is going to start next Friday, the 26th, in Williamson. You can get your tickets now at hauntedhayridesrochester.com. If you want to snag a jumper pass, you can buy that online as well. And, you know, there's a lot of people that show up. You don't want to sit there for an hour and wait. Just cut the line. All right, guys. Coming up on the show, speaking of scary, yesterday afternoon a body was found floating in the Erie Canal. The person's name hasn't been released, but we'll tell you all about those details because a lot of people as of lately, we've been talking about it all summer, about how people are expressing how concerned they are about their safety. We'll talk about it next on PXY.
Join Moose and Breezy.
Text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
My sweet Dua Lipa on PXY Mornings.
No, you're obsessed.
I love her. This is tragic. So yesterday afternoon, you guys, a body was found floating in the Erie Canal. And the person's name hasn't been released as of yet, but they say it was a middle-aged to older man. And, you know, a lot of people as of lately have been expressing how concerned they are about safety. And someone called 911 around 2 p.m. yesterday after spotting the body in the water near Great Embankment Park in Pittsford. Are you familiar?
No. I'm not.
I'm not 100% exactly where that is in Pittsford. I know a lot of people have been told.
Sounds like there might be an embankment there.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm just taking a shot in the dark.
Wasn't this in June or July where that creepy guy was exposing himself to women that were running on the trail or walking their dog?
Right by Simply Crepes.
Yeah,
nothing like getting a breakfast crepe and looking at some guy's genitals, you know?
Yeah, no, that's quite the Saturday morning. So the sheriff's office underwater search and recovery team worked with Pittsford Fire Department to retrieve the body. But the county's medical examiner's office is now working to identify who this individual is. And the circumstances of their death do remain unclear at this time. But the sheriff's office does not believe there's any threat to public safety. This investigation is still ongoing. But obviously, this news popped up. And yeah, people, it was on social media and people are. You could say, hey, no reason to be fearful. But people are in general. I mean, there's been a lot.
You don't know what happened to the guy.
Well, there's been a lot going on in the canal. And they're still telling, listen, if you're a single woman, you're walking, you're running, just, you know, keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
Try to walk in groups.
Absolutely.
Coming up on the show, yesterday I had the opportunity to connect with Breezy's fiance, Patrice.
What? Yeah, behind my back, nonetheless.
On the phone. Well, here's the thing, and I'll get to all of that, because she opened up to me about a few things that I found to be extremely important. And I was like, do you want to talk about it live on the air?
She's like, put me in, coach.
So she's going to join us and share what's been bothering her. My hope is that she's not super cagey about this. Is she getting cold feet? Is she having second thoughts?
Ma'am.
We'll talk to Patrice coming up next. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to connect with Breezy's fiance, Patrice, on the phone.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know any of this, by the way. This is like news to me as of right now.
Well, let me explain that. She opened up to me about a few things that I found to be extremely important. And I know you don't know that, but yeah, I did call her because I was concerned when I saw her Tuesday night at your event.
Yeah.
She looked incredibly overwhelmed and concerned. It concerned me.
Oh yeah. She was unwell.
And my initial reaction was, I wonder if she's having second thoughts.
The big announcement Monday calls off the wedding Tuesday.
Let me get her on the phone. Patrice, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Patrice.
Hi, babe.
Hey.
Patrice, have there been any moments recently that made you step back and go, wait, is this really what we both want?
I mean...
She goes, absolutely.
Be honest.
Is this the time to do it?
No better time than right now.
Well, listen, you guys got engaged on August 29th, which was... That was all you.
Yeah.
You got down on one knee. The engagement looked beautiful. You did it right in front of a nice old tree. And so the wedding is planned for 1 year later, August 29th. And when I saw you Tuesday night, you ran out of there and I'm like, what's going on? Are you okay? You're like, I have to go to therapy. And you just seemed extremely overwhelmed. But tell us why.
Okay. Well, I mean, to be fair, therapy was pre-planned before all of this, but it just happened to work out at the perfect time.
So, oh, got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. God's work. You know, we made the announcement. By we, I mean Breezy, made the announcement on Monday.
You also made a post.
Yes, I understand, but do I have the rights to my own Instagram? These things we don't know.
Well, speaking of, I mean, yes, Breezy, I know it was painful for her to sit on this news for 2 weeks and wait for me to come back, which, yeah, you know, right. I appreciate that. And you came into the studio on Monday. We did the big announcement. You made a post on Instagram, and I noticed you completely shut off all the comments.
And the likes.
The likes. And Breezy, the next day, came in and told me she took issue with that.
Oh, yeah. She took issue with that. I had to shut it down. It honestly was overwhelming. I appreciate all the love, all the support. Love that. However, for me, I'm not a social media influencer. I don't know if people know that about me, but I'm not. I don't even really – I get overwhelmed when I look at my Facebook wall on my birthday and there's 20 people wishing me a happy birthday. So
right.
1,000 people wishing you congratulations. I love it. I love the support. It's just a lot.
It definitely is a lot. I can understand how that can become overwhelming. And, you know, when you're going to marry someone like Breezy, who's constantly in the spotlight and constantly on social media, how do you balance that out?
Well, we're working through that right now. But, I mean...
Don't you get upset? Do you get, like, you know, anxious when you're out together and you're trying to have a date night and you're going to dinner and she's on her phone and trying to just do an entire social media video about the restaurant she's at? How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm not allowed to do that anymore, but.
I mean, that's not even my doing. That's other people's doing.
Right.
But I mean, we've had that conversation, you know, it's tough because there's, you know, behind the scenes of, we'll call her Breezy off air in our life. And then there's Breezy on air and there's a lot of overlap with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's easy for Breezy because that's been her life and that's the career she chose, but that wasn't my life before I met Breezy. So
sure. Are you two still aligned on what kind of wedding you want? Or, I mean, has there been any kind of disagreements as of yet?
Honestly, like not, I mean, you can speak for yourself, Patrice, but like,
have we been up? If it were up to me, we would elope, but
yeah, that's not gonna happen.
I'm very well aware of what I'm getting myself into with Breezy, so I think there's been a lot of compromise.
I was talking to my friends last night and they were like, "What is your guest list looking like?" And we'll talk about this later on in the show, but I was like, it's a hard 150. Like Patrice said, 150 and no more. And I think that was a great compromise. I'm not gonna invite every single person I've ever done anything with in my entire life, you know what I mean? But I have my core people there, and I think if we invite 150, probably 130 will show up, you know, 140 maybe. And we'll go from there. But it's a good size wedding. It's not a massive wedding, but it's not a small wedding either.
No, it's a good amount. It's the perfect medium.
Right.
You know?
Correct.
And there are going to be people, there's going to be people that don't show, like Breezy said.
A dream.
I thought you were going to say, like Breezy probably won't, but I'll be late for sure. But yeah, I mean, it's been hard for Patrice, and I think it's like such a weird problem to have, right? Like, I don't want anyone to take this as like ungrateful by any means on my end or her end. I'm not going to speak for her, but like, it's just, it's a lot. And I'm, like I said, I'm glad we had those 2 weeks to kind of just relish in it and enjoy it privately.
Sure. I think that was really important for you guys to do. And by the way, Patrice, if Breezy hasn't told you yet, I just want to let you know I'm super proud of the way you've been handling the stress.
Thank you so much, Moose. That means a lot to me. And I do appreciate, everyone's love and support. I think, you know, there's a lot more behind the scenes that people aren't going to know that I have going on with myself.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, with happy times, there is also grief, and that's something I'm learning and working through. So.
That's right.
Thank you for being so open and honest and vulnerable this morning.
Yeah, I appreciate you answering my call and coming on the air with us.
Anytime, Moose. Anything for you.
All right. I love you.
Love you, too.
Love you.
All right. Bye, Patrice.
I love you, babe.
She's like, I love you, Moose. Click. I'm like, wait, what?
She's grown on me.
Yeah. I mean, listen, she is an incredible person. Obviously, I'm marrying her, so I'm a little biased. But when you first meet her, she's not everyone's cup of tea.
No.
Right?
So, I didn't like her. No, I didn't. I met her at Zoo Brew, and she was so cold. Like, I'm like, hey, how you doing? Like, what's going on? And just nothing.
She's very...
I barely got a hello.
Standoffish and very dry.
Yeah. She needs to be able to trust an individual first.
Correct.
Before she opens up to them.
Correct.
And, you know, that's totally...
And I think everyone can take a page out of her book. I'm just like, hey, guys! They're like, we want to use you for everything you have. I'm like, oh, okay, which is not a lot, but...
Yeah.
You know, we'll get you those Shaka Khan tickets. No worries.
All right, guys. What time is it? 6:47. Breezy, we're still very, very happy for you. I know this is very exciting. There's a lot to talk about. But we had to do a wellness check on your fiance.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to.
Yeah.
I had to because I care. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
98 PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. The question is it better to return an animal quickly if you can't handle it? Or is that just selfish and irresponsible, especially if you just got it?
There's so many dog owners that are listening to this that should not be dog owners right now. I'm not trying to call you out, but like maybe take a page out of this guy's book.
Well, yeah, that's a possibility. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's Moose and Breezy. You want to hear some tea this morning?
I do.
My buddy Paul out in Vegas.
I love how you use his government name, too. It's like not you doxing him.
He gets a new dog. It's a puppy. So obviously.
First red flag.
He's got to do his best to train it.
You know how many dogs need to be rescued right now? You get a puppy? Selfish. Anyways, continue.
Well, I don't know where he got it. That's not the point. But at the same time, he's making some really big life changes. He decided to move in with his girlfriend.
Okay, Paul, pop all the way off.
They've been living together for less than a month. But according to him, it's the best decision for both of them.
Okay.
Well, it didn't take long. She already gave him an ultimatum. Either the dog goes or you go.
Stop it.
And she says the dog is ruining her apartment. It's chewing things. It's having accidents. Like, that's what a puppy does. And she doesn't want to live in a kennel. She could care less that he just got the dog. He doesn't want to give the dog away, though. He already grew a connection with it.
Okay.
Would it be selfish and irresponsible to give the dog back, even though he doesn't want to do it? I don't know, because now, wherever he got this dog from, he promised he would take care of it. It's his dog now.
Okay.
What do you do in a situation like this? 585-252-9800. Let's just make it simple. Does he get rid of the dog or does he get rid of his girlfriend? Because I told him straight up, you need to be honest with yourself here. Who has a better chance of sticking around? Her or the dog?
When rubber meets the road like this, you really find out who someone truly is and who their true character is. And I've said it once. I'll say it again. I'll say it until this microphone gets ripped from beneath me. But the people who choose the dog 9 times out of 10 are literal narcissists, psychopath behavior.
Well, why?
Because guess why? Because this.
They can't talk back.
You are choosing something that is an easy option for you to feel nothing but love, joy, and happiness every time you come home. And instead of feeling that from a human that could give you pushback every once in a while, you're like, I'll take the safer option and go with the one with four legs.
Well, I think people are at a point now in their lives where they're sick of everyone's crap. And yeah, they'd rather choose love and peace 100% of the time. I get that. That's me.
Except you can't even take care of an animal. You can barely take care of a house plant.
Well, no,
Who took care of your sidebar? Who took care of your plants while you were in Italy?
Nobody.
Their dad.
No, I just water it once before I left. Perfect. Like, I can understand why his girlfriend may also be frustrated, because if one person in the relationship is a neat freak and you have a puppy that's crapping on the carpets, chewing the baseboards, that's a problem. Just because it's a puppy doesn't mean everyone's going to find it adorable.
Correct.
And
I'm not that person. Respectfully, of course.
By the way, I mean, in past relationships, you've lived with people with dogs. How was that situation for you?
Stop. I love how you're asking me questions you fully know the answer to.
Well, they are rhetorical.
It was horrid. It was truly the worst experience of my life. I'm still in therapy for it. If that's what you really want to know, that's. And I side with this girl 150%, because you know what? The second that dog has cost me more money in residuals to replace things and things of that nature than the actual dog cost itself, now we have some issues. I will never forget it. I still think about this to this day. It pisses me off so much. I got a brand new vacuum.
Yeah.
Brand new. All I ever wanted was this vacuum.
We love a Kirby.
All I needed to do was, you know, vacuum up all the dog hair. I get the vacuum. I get it out of the box. I set it up. I'm so excited. I go out the next morning. Cord's chewed.
Oh, that's so tough.
Can't use it. It's a $260 vacuum.
Where did you leave the vacuum?
So I go to the person at the time who was my person I was living with, and I said, so you owe me $260? She's like, you're literally so dramatic. You're literally flipping out. Yeah, I'm flipping out. What?
Crazy.
And the downplaying of it? The downplaying of it is what drove me to the moon. The moon. Hi, there's diarrhea on the floor. Like, can we pick that up? They had an accident. Okay, so this has happened 4 times just this week alone. Take your dog outside.
Let's get back to Paul.
Anyways.
Andrea says the puppy's not the problem. It's being a puppy. The real question is, which relationship did Paul actually commit to first? If the responsible move is to rehome it, then you got to do it quickly and safely.
But
especially if he's planning on staying with his girlfriend.
Paul, respectfully, bro, like, use your brain. Like, you think that buying a dog 2 days before you're moving in with another roommate, like, you're already changing up your entire living situation. You're like, you know what? Let's throw a little bit of gasoline on this fire and add a dog in,
hey,
too.
It's
what are you going to do next? Buy a pet snake?
Well,
what are you doing here?
This is a great way to see how your partner is going to react to stressful situations, you know? And right now, she's failing.
Yeah, she's not doing well.
Let's go over to Jackie. If he got the dog before moving in, then the girlfriend should respect that. If my boyfriend gave me an ultimatum between him or my dog, then I would choose my dog 100% of the time. Okay, Jackie, thank you.
So if you're in a relationship where you don't know the answer to that question, if rubber meets the road and it's, you know, do or die, it's me or them, and you don't know if it's going to be you or not, you're in the wrong relationship. You're in the wrong relationship.
You know, a part of me can't even argue with you on that one. You know,
because that relationship that I was talking about with the cord, I knew I was like third on the list.
Can I ask, where was the vacuum? You leave it in the middle of the floor?
No, I was setting it up. I think I got it like at night. Like, I think it came at night. I was setting it up. I was so excited. I was getting all ready for it. It was in the living room.
Sure.
And there goes the cord.
Oh, you
couldn't
left
use
it.
Couldn't use it one time.
It's kind of on you. You know, now that I think about it too.
Kind of on me.
I don't know how common this is, but is it cruel to keep a dog in a home where one person resents it?
I don't know. Should we get the dogs on the line? I don't. Call in right now at PXY. I don't know. I mean, like, I was nice to the dogs. I just didn't like them.
You got a lot of people texting in right now. Your buddy's in trouble, Moose. I know. This is a tough situation.
Like, they need to rehome it now. Like, don't.
If he's going
to
do it.
Don't grow a bond or an attachment to it.
Too late. He told me straight up, I don't want to get rid of this dog. I don't think I'm going to do it. Well, either way, someone's going to lose a home. And it's either going to be Paul or the dog. And I've known Paul for a long time, and I can honestly say that the dog is probably not the only one pooping on the floor. You know what I mean?
I don't want him to end up like our friend who sits at the corner of 490 and Winton. Has a wig on his dog. I think that's low-key abusive, but you do what you gotta do. Anyways, he could... Here, I'm just trying to be optimistic and think out of the box. He could... You know, train the dog into do party tricks and show dog stuff, and then the dog could make him money and they don't have to worry about. They can have 2 houses.
Look, at the end of the day, it's going to take this puppy about a year to grow up and, you know, stop pooping on the carpet.
Yeah.
It's going to take about a full year.
No. That's so drama. It's going to take like 6 months if you do it right.
Okay, I don't know. I've never had a dog. But I don't know the time.
It's probably going to be like 3 years max.
But I'm saying she doesn't have that type of time. So I don't know what's going to happen here, but... I will definitely keep you guys posted and give you a follow-up. It's PXY Mornings.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
It's your girl Breezy. Listen, guys, I've been driving past this building and I've watched it for, it seems like a year now. Every single day I drive to work, I drive past this in downtown Rochester. And I am so excited to finally announce what's been going on with it. So Center City Courtyard has officially opened. And it's going to be, it kind of honestly, Moose, looks like Rainbow Row in Charleston.
Yeah.
All of the buildings are different colors. It's actually very pretty. And when they were building it, and I was watching it every day, I was like, they're not going to keep it like that, are they? They are. And it actually looks really good. So these are multi-purpose housing units, and there's 164 affordable and supportive housing units for people to get back on their feet, start their life, do what they need to do. This development aims to provide residents with a fresh start, offering on-site access to critical services as well. So it's right down the street from the Cornhill neighborhood, which obviously we love, and they're low to modest income people who are going to be utilizing these literal brand new apartments, housing spaces, things of that nature. And it's right Center City, so they can really get anywhere at any time. The New York State Office of Mental Health, who obviously we work closely with here at PXY,
yep,
will be providing over $2 million annually to help operate some of these services that people that live in these homes will be utilizing.
They do look very nice. I'm not going to lie.
You've seen them too?
Yeah.
You walk around that neighbor, like that area when you walk?
Yeah, I've been in that neighborhood.
So
It's the only way to explain this is it has a little bit of a San Francisco vibe to it.
Does it? Never been, but I definitely been to Charleston, and it's giving Rainbow Row, in my opinion. But they look very nice. I've always, like, you know, turned my head, and
yeah,
some of the lights are on in there. I'm like, what's going on up there?
I'd move
so
in.
They're officially open, so if you or someone you know is struggling with rent, and when I say that, I just mean basically everybody. I think there are different qualifications that you need to obviously live in these spaces, but it could be the fit for you.
Yeah, it could be a nice fresh start. Coming up on the show, there's a wedding coming up. And no, it's not Breezy's. It's not Breezy's, but let's just say family's flying in, money's been spent, and one big decision made by the bride has a bunch of people extremely heated. We're going to get Erica on the phone with us, who wrote into the show yesterday, who is the bride's sister, and she's going to share all the details on what's happening coming up next. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, how many of you have ever been to a dry wedding? Was it fun?
Shut up.
Or did you feel like you much rather have sat home and watched paint dry? Breezy, take notes. Your wedding's in 11 months.
Oh, yeah.
We got this great message from Erica yesterday. I reached back out to her, asked her if she would be willing to talk with us on the air because her sister is getting married in a couple months and is making it a point to make sure not an ounce of alcohol is at her wedding. Let's get her on so she can tell us why. Hello. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning, guys.
Okay. So tell us the situation. What's happening here?
It's such a weird situation my younger sister is getting married in the first week of November.
Right.
And I've been helping her plan everything, like venue, flowers, catering, all of it. And at the last minute, she's decided that there will be absolutely no alcohol at the wedding.
That's tragic.
It's
tragic.
Yeah. Her fiance is sober. So, I mean, I respect, he's in recovery and, you know, like I'm proud of him and everything, right. But honestly, I don't know. I think it's a little selfish.
Well, I mean, how many people are you expecting as far as the guest list?
I mean, it's a pretty big guest list, you know, and like our family in particular is flying in from like all over the country. You know, people are spending thousands of dollars
right.
on flights and hotels and gifts. And, you know, they were promised an open bar. So
now your sister last minute decided I'm going to pull the plug on that.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
I mean, listen, there's nothing on an invite for a wedding that says open bar will be in attendance. Like, that's,
well,
no one's promised anything. It's a wedding. It's your wedding. Like, that's
expected.
Ridiculous. It's expected, but it's not always guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed, but it's just sort of like customary, you know? I don't know.
Okay, so you've had this conversation with your sister, yes, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I tried, but like my dad also, like he called her and like tried to reason with her. And she literally said, if I see one person with alcohol at the wedding, they're getting kicked out. And it's like an absolute slap in the face to my husband, who's in recovery.
Wait, time out. Erica, does your sister realize that if he's sober, temptation is everywhere? Like a wedding isn't any different than him going to a restaurant or a sporting event. I mean, if the guy can't be around a glass of champagne, he's got bigger problems.
But it's his wedding though. Like I get where he's coming from. Like this is my party and I make the rules. I'm paying for this. I'm not paying for my guests to enjoy booze when I don't drink, nor can I. That's crazy.
Not really. I mean, weddings are supposed to be a celebration. So what does she want? Does she want people to celebrate or just sit quietly and clap?
Exactly. You know, like that's the thing. It's like it's supposed to be a party. And like if people aren't partying, it's not going to be fun for him either. You know, like my mom is really worried that people are just going to leave after dinner, which would be so awkward. I don't know.
Well, there's nothing you can do about that. If they leave, they leave. That's on them. But I doubt that's going to happen for everybody who might be flying in from all over the country.
Yeah, I guess so. I just don't think it's like fair, you know, to make an entire wedding dry just because one person might feel tempted. Like,
but it's the only person that matters. Like, that's the only.
Let me hold on a second. Is this his decision or is this your sister's decision?
I don't know. It's kind of unclear, you know. Like, I mean, it's my sister that's enforcing it for sure. So I don't know if he's behind the scenes saying that he wants this or she's just doing it on his behalf. It's kind of not totally clear to me.
There's no compromising here, huh?
I don't know. I want there to be a compromise. And I mean, mostly I just like, I don't want to get blamed, you know, because I'm helping plan all of this.
Right.
I don't want to be like at fault when everyone ends up annoyed, you know? So I want to figure out what the compromise can be. Like,
sure.
I don't know. Maybe we could like,
everyone just comes blasted. I mean, it's simple as that.
I don't know. That seems like just the same, though, you know? I mean, I don't know. Being around drunk people, like, that seems like just as tempting.
But at least they're not paying for those drunk people to get to that level, you know? That's the difference.
Yeah, and listen, you know, at the end of the day, there's going to be some people that are going to be totally bummed out. But, you know, what are you going to do? It's your sister's call. It is her wedding. And It sucks.
Yeah. My sister's calling me selfish for like not understanding. And I don't know. I'm the one that's helping put all this whole wedding together. You know, I just don't know what to do.
Right. It's tough. Let me get to some messages coming in right now and a couple of phone calls. But keep us posted. When is the wedding? November?
Yeah, November. First week.
Okay. I don't think what you or anyone else attending the wedding is asking for. I don't think anyone's asking for anything crazy here. I mean, your sister's looking at, in my personal opinion, the wrong way. But we'll see what everyone else has to say. But, you know, have fun at the wedding.
Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay. Are you okay this morning, by the way? You sound defeated.
Yeah, you know, I'm just, I don't know. I just want it to all work out.
So. Yeah, no, I understand.
I just want to get through this dry wedding.
It's understandable.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Erica, thanks so much for calling in this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you guys for your listening ear and advice.
Okay, no problem. All right, we'll get to some messages. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. She sounded sad.
She was like, I'm really defeated right now.
She did. She sounded depressed.
She's like, my parents are flipping.
Chuck said that, good morning, Moose and Breezy. So listening to this, I wanted to weigh in and say sober people deal with temptation every single day, myself being one of them. A wedding isn't any different. He either can handle it or he can't, but I don't think you should punish 150 guests.
You guys aren't getting the point though. Like it's his party. Like it's
why wouldn't he want anyone to have fun then?
You can have fun without alcohol. Like we don't need
alcohol
to have
what?
You can have fun without alcohol.
I don't know, man. It feels like everyone else is being punished. This is a great way for him to be able to just kind of learn to handle himself, right? I mean, because he's going to be tempted every single day in certain situations. How is this any different?
Honestly, he could. I don't know if she said how long he's been sober. Maybe he's been sober for 10 years and he's just like, I don't want it.
I guess.
Because I'm not paying 10 grand for an open bar that like I'm not utilizing.
$10,000 for an open bar? Is that what that cost? Come on.
I've been looking into all of it.
What kind of open bar are you having? Steph says, just an idea, but there should be at least maybe a mocktail bar. And then someone can secretly serve booze out the back of their car in the parking lot.
Yeah, this person says, Moose and Breezy, looks like there's going to be a big parking lot party. Plenty of ways to smuggle in booze. This person said, did the sisters say that alcohol would be there and then change her mind last minute? If so, that's not really cool. If not, this girl's being a bad friend slash sister. It's their wedding. In rehab, you're told to change people and places to stay sober. Watching everyone drink at your own wedding would be very hard. Also, if alcohol is really that important to have a good time, maybe she should look at her own relationship with alcohol.
Well, you can tell that to 150 guests who are just sitting there quietly. And yes, she pulled the plug the last minute.
There's other alternatives. Pin the tail on the donkey. Sack races. You know, there's a lot of things that we could do.
Let me go to Laura. You guys are looking at this the wrong way. You don't mess with someone's recovery, even if it makes the wedding tricky. Trust me when I say people would much rather have a dry wedding than a disaster.
Yeah, could you imagine? They like he's bullied into serving alcohol and then he relapses at his own wedding. Now you have an egg on your head because you pressured him into doing it.
Well, no.
Yes.
If he can't be around a drink, he's not ready to leave the house yet. I disagree.
That's not how that works. You have to leave the house.
Well, exactly. So at some point, you're going to have to deal with temptation. That's what I'm saying. Ask anybody who's sober. Temptation will always be there. It's not going to go away.
But temptation happens in your day-to-day. Temptation right. happens in the real world. I would argue that your wedding is not the real world. Your wedding is your fairy tale moment for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours that you can curate it exactly how you want it to be. And then, bam, it's over. Period, point blank.
And then Chelsea says, imagine flying across the country for a dry wedding and someone calls it a celebration. That's hilarious.
You guys are so drama.
Well.
This person says, this reminds me of, Kim, there's people that are dying. I don't see the big deal in this.
The bride's prioritizing her fiance over booze. That's love, you guys.
That's just real life.
That's just real life. Okay. All right. Thank you guys for weighing in. Appreciate it. And of course, Erica, congratulations to your sister and future brother-in-law. I hope, chin up.
You have been a crush.
Chin up. It's PXY Mornings.
98 PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98 BXY.
Doesn't it feel better to get it off your chest? Why hold it in?
Why do that? It's just going to hurt you and everybody else around you if you're frustrated.
That's right. You're going to give yourself a heart attack. You don't want to do that.
No, you don't. We can't do it.
All right, guys. What's your unpopular opinion this morning? 585-252-9800. It's time to clear
the air, baby.
Liz says, we've gotten this one hundreds of times. If you don't tip at least 20%, you should be banned from eating out. There, I said it.
It's just basic etiquette.
And no, this service was just okay is not an excuse. Liz, are you a server?
I think 18 to 20 is somewhere in there.
18 to 20%, sure.
Like, I don't think that every server deserves 20%.
No, of course
always,
not.
Always, but what
I thought
I know?
There was no tipping in Italy. This dude was so quick to shove an iPad in my dad's face and ask for a 25% tip.
Sounds like your dad was the biggest sucker over there.
He's trying to take care of his people. Hey, Moose and Breezy, I just wanted to say I love listening in the morning and appreciate what you guys do. Oh, that's very nice. Thank you. My friend and her husband started a podcast because they think it's easy. And I just wanted to say, not everyone needs a podcast, especially couples. There, I said it.
Not everyone needs a podcast.
What do they talk about?
And everybody who's like, I think I'm going to start a podcast. I'm like, okay, cool. So like what? What's your like niche? What are you going to talk about? Like, I'm funny enough to just carry it through. We're just going to riff it off.
We're just going to shoot at the hip.
I'm like, good luck with that. And I do feel like every podcast ends. Unless you have a deal with Spotify or a deal with some huge media company that someone's literally paying you to do said podcast, it's going to end. There, I said it.
You got to find someone that's reliable to work with. Because if you're supposed to post the podcast on a Friday and they do it on Tuesday because they fell asleep on the couch, then, you know.
Not that you're speaking of experience.
Then it just.
I did love your podcast when you did it. I think I was like one of the only people that listened, but it was great.
Well, we had listeners.
Sure.
We had 10. Rip it up podcast.
Listeners.
Coming at you right from LA. Hey, let's go to. Oh, it's so this got me thinking. So yesterday, my aunt commented on one of my stories that I had posted on Instagram, and she wrote, "You're such a silly goose." And then I responded with, "Have you ever met a silly goose? There's not a single goose I've ever encountered who's silly. Not one of them. Mm-hmm. They're miserable birds." There, I said it. And she
really
left it unread.
Really mean.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think my aunt was offended by that. She didn't respond.
She's like,
just
okay,
left the message unread.
I'm never going to text you again.
It's true. There's no such thing as a silly goose.
It's made up by us stupid humans. Mine for today is this. If a TV show has a cult-like following and a cult-like audience around it, I am less likely to watch it. There, I said it. Love Island? Not for me. Summer I Turned Pretty? Absolutely not. Anything that has a watch party, I'm not watching it. There, I said it.
You're missing
out. Don't
out.
Tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to watch. Don't tell me what to like. And when I say I don't watch something, don't gasp and roll around on the ground like I just murdered a puppy. There, I said it.
Yeah, but you love that trash TV. You love it.
But don't, I love it because I love it. Don't tell me to love it. There it is. There, I said it. The Summer I Turned Pretty. They're running out bars and malls and all this stuff. And I'm like, is it really that good? Never watched The Outer Banks either. Couldn't be me.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
What's up, Carmen? Buongiorno. Welcome back.
Oh, Carmen.
Thank you, buddy. It's nice to hear from you.
What up, guys? How are you?
So good, man. What's the hot take this morning?
The hot take is it's not my responsibility to drop down to 35 miles an hour when you try to navigate the on-ramp. Come on, man. You've got almost a quarter mile. Get up to 55. Just make it happen.
Yeah, people don't know how to drive. It's so obvious.
Give us your location.
Right on, getting right off the through the expressway over heading to Portland Ave.
In the Portland Avenue.
Yeah, no thanks.
All right, if you're doing 35 trying to hit the expressway, you got to speed it up. You're going to cause an accident.
You got to speed it up.
Well said, Carmen. Guys.
We miss you.
Yeah, man. Have a good day, guys.
Okay, you too, buddy. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Bye.
Ciao.
Bye. He said ciao. Yeah. And Scott says, hey, can you guys play Simple Plan? Sure thing, buddy. Sit tight. Anna says, men who do cold plunges and tell you about it are the new CrossFit guys. There, I said it.
I was in the cold plunge the other day, and when I go in, I don't make a peep. I'm just there. I'm relaxing. I'm doing my thing. There's this guy.
They're screaming,
there's open walls. So, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm like, all right. You're a pansy.
Dude, chill. Oh, look who's weighing in this morning. The most toxic man in Rochester, Big Ed. What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. Listening to you guys at RGH right now. I got an infection in my leg and am hung up for a couple days. Mm. How nice of my wife to prioritize work over her sick husband. Have a wonderful day.
I've been trying to leave that woman for like 5 years.
Oh, man. This is where he needs her the most. All right, Big Ed, let us know.
He's literally been at the strip club for the past like 3 days. That's probably where he injured himself.
I'm going to send him some get well soon balloons.
So,
Angela, and then we'll go to Angela. It says, guys, call me crazy, but I'm still one of those girls who loves loud mufflers and big spoilers. There, I said it. She loves a big muffler.
Let's just say the sex probably isn't great.
We're still talking about cars, though, right?
Yeah.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, 82 for the high today with plenty of sun. It's going to be outstanding outside. Yesterday afternoon, a body was found floating in the Erie Canal. That is news you never like to. That's tragic. The person's name hasn't been released, but they say it was a middle-aged to older man. And, you know, a lot of people as of lately have been expressing how concerned they are about safety. Someone called 911 around 2 p.m. yesterday after spotting a body floating in the water near Great Embankment Park in Pittsburgh. I'm not exactly sure where that's located in Pittsburgh, but the sheriff's office underwater search and recovery team worked with the Pittsburgh Fire Department to retrieve the body. And a couple of the neighbors described the canal as just a safe and spiritual place for them. And, you know, they're shaken up to see police presence and it's heartbreaking. They said, this is a place that we consider a place that's safe, a place to walk and be with friends. And we're just shocked over this situation. But
it's horrible.
The county's medical examiner's office is now working to identify the person, and the circumstances of their death remain unclear. But, you know, the sheriff's office is expressing that, they don't believe there's a threat to public safety, and the investigation is ongoing. So, where's your safe place in Rochester?
My bed.
No, but like you got like a park. Like mine's the beach. Like I like to go to the pier. That's where I like to unwind and have a moment of clarity.
We're in boot camp.
Okay.
I don't really go out much.
Okay, you're so full of it.
I really don't. I don't like do nature like that.
Oh, you don't do nature?
No.
Coming up on the show, Breezy has a PSA. And we're all going to give her our undivided attention.
Listen, guys, like I've had a lot of fun this past week relishing in my engagement, of course.
Right.
But I've heard this one phrase more times than I would like to. And I really just want to do a quick little PSA to let everyone know I'm not going to be susceptible to this. I'm not going to engage in this type of
this aggression.
This type of verbiage anymore.
This aggression will not stand.
Really.
We'll get to Breezy's PSA coming up next.
Will be.
Breezy has a PSA, and we all need to give her our undivided attention. It's PXY Mornings with
the
Moose
floor is mine.
In Breezy. So you've been very excited this week.
Yes.
Because you announced on Monday, was it?
Correct.
You announced Monday morning, the 7 o'clock hour, that you and Patrice are officially engaged.
Yep.
You announced you bought a house. There's a lot happening.
Correct.
But with this news comes other things.
Some
if
chatter.
You
will.
Yeah.
Some chatter.
Some
chatter.
Chitty,
some chitty chatter.
Tell
you
us
know?
Tell us what's up.
So I have absolutely loved the unwavering support of everybody. People I know, people I don't, fans of the show, friends of the show, listeners, everything in between. It's been awesome. But I've been hearing this one thing that I truly can't shake. So I wrote a little open letter just to kind of express how I was feeling about this.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's time that I just kind of hop off and dive into that letter.
Okay. Let's get our toes wet, shall we?
Get those toesies wet.
All right. Go ahead, Breeze. Tell us what's on your mind.
The letter says this. I love being engaged. It's been so much fun enjoying this time with my fiance and everyone who has congratulated me. Thank you. The love has seriously been overwhelming. But when exactly did my wedding turn into your entitlement? Because every time I hear the words, I better be invited, a small piece of me dies inside. I am a very forward person, and I would never, ever say that to someone. Here's the sitch. We've picked out our wedding date, and the list has been made. 150 max, that's it. No more, no less. That's all the invites that are even going out, which is wild because I know so many people. But at the end of the day, weddings aren't a free-for-all, especially mine.
Mm.
Also, I'm marrying a person who is extremely private and doesn't want a big wedding. And thank God, because it truly is keeping me on the rails.
Right.
If you think guilting me into an invite is the move, let me save you the trouble. It's not. The guest list is not a roll call of everyone I've ever met. It's going to be the people who are actually a part of our lives. It's not personal. I just don't want to meet someone for the first time at my wedding, nor does Patrice. It's truly one of my biggest fears, to the point where, like, I'm not even giving people plus ones.
You're not giving people plus ones?
You will not. Unless you start dating someone right now.
Right. So the rule is,
you are not coming. And I have gone to multiple dinner parties with
right, you know,
your
them.
Partner.
Right. So they had
not
to
come to my wedding.
They had to have been together, because this was my cousin's rule.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a plus one, you guys have been together for a year or longer, right?
Yep. And I've gone out on multiple accords with them, multiple outings, whether it be dinner or a festival, whatever. So I'll wrap it up with this. So if you don't get an invite, don't take it as a snub. Don't take it as an attack. Take it as a blessing. You don't have to sit through the ceremony at the end of August, where it's probably going to be blazing hot. You don't have to wear uncomfortable shoes. And although my wedding is going to be so much fun.
Unforgettable.
No, truly iconic. The wedding of the century. You get to stay home in sweatpants, which truly sounds like a dream to me.
Oh, okay.
Me and my budget, thank you.
Okay, so really, this open letter is about how sick and tired you are already. What? Let me get 3 days in.
3 days.
Days in of people saying to, I better be invited to your wedding. And some of these people you barely know.
And there are so many people that I know and work with and love. You know what I mean? I love them. But I can't invite every single person that I've ever
Is Sandy to. Waters and Scott Spisano invited?
Sandy is.
I'm dead. I love this.
Half
this
of that show will be invited.
This is going to be so fun for me. It really is.
And then, like, down the hall. Okay, the closest. So there's four radio stations in this building, four morning shows in this building. I'd say the closest morning show that I'm closest to is Tommy, Duffy, and Kimmy.
Right, down the hall. Yeah.
And they even said, like, we better be invited. And I'm just like, I don't know. Sandy's coming by default because I have to invite Mike Danger.
Well,
I
mean, he's like, our boss. Yeah, yeah,
he's
of
our,
course.
my literal mentor.
Yeah, of course. I understand. Even though you don't listen to anything he says.
No, not at all. But like, I definitely respect him fully.
Am I invited?
It really depends on your behavior this next year. No, I'm kidding. You're definitely invited. But
I got to walk Carol down the aisle.
I
have to walk Carol down the aisle.
You have to.
This is Grandma Carol.
Who's actually been on the show.
Is Breezy's mother's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you guys something. She's an absolute gem.
She loves you.
I love her.
She's literally obsessed with you. Yeah, you'll walk Carol down.
She knows I love older women.
Max like already asked, and I was like, I think Moose is going to do that.
Your brother? I'm so sorry, buddy. Max, I love you too, man, but I call dibs on Grandma Carol.
Oh, God. He's like, hey, have at it, you know? Knock yourself out. So that's where I'm at right now. And, like, I also, for all the people that have reached out to me, we already talked about this yesterday with the venues and all this, it's just wildly overwhelming, and everything's planned down to the guest list.
Right.
So I think we're good here.
Yeah, understandable. That totally makes sense. You guys need to find it in your hearts.
With that being said, if there's any photographers that want to work for a trade, come to me. Oh,
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy.
How many of you go to therapy?
I feel like it is like the biggest flex ever to go to therapy. And I feel like if you're not in therapy, you're weird. There, I said it.
That's fine. I do agree, though. It's one thing to work out your muscles in your body in the gym. It's another to work on the mind. Not all
you
of us
read that on a Snapple cap.
Not all of us do it. Not all of
you
us
included.
Do it.
You included.
Having the right therapist is so important because, let's be honest, not everyone is compatible. It's hard to sit in a room sometimes with someone and you're depending on them to figure out what your problem is and your issues. And sometimes they just can't get there.
Yeah.
So you got to cut them loose.
I have had a handful of therapists throughout my life, young, old, anywhere in between. One therapist died. It was a whole thing.
That's tough.
It's very sad.
I find what your friend is doing right now with her therapist, I find it to be absolutely insane because she's just throwing money down the toilet.
Correct. Let me get into it. So I was talking to a friend from college, and she was telling me that she's in a bad place mentally, and you know she's struggling a lot, which, kudos on her for even confiding in me because it takes a lot to do that.
Sure.
And I was like, you really need to go to therapy. Like, you need to talk to somebody who's, you know, trained to and well-adversed to these types of issues, right? She was like, no, I do. I go to therapy. And I go, okay, so like, what does your therapist say? She's like, well, she doesn't really know. And I'm like, what do you mean she doesn't know? She's like, well, every time we go, like, I tell everything's good and we just, like, kind of talk about her life. And I'm like,
oh, great.
Okay, so that's not how therapy works.
Time not wasted at all.
I'm like, so when she does ask you direct questions about yourself, like, what do you say? She's like, I just lie and just say everything's gravy. I'm like, why are you lying to your therapist? That is absolutely bananas insane.
Because she doesn't want to hear the truth.
I think that's what it is. And it's like, because if she did unpack the issues, whether it be, I'm not going to like put her on blast, whether it be relationship problems with the person that she's dating, whether it be family things, she doesn't want to face the facts of whatever that might look like. Hey, you might have to break up with this person. Hey, you might have to stop talking to your dad every once in a while.
Like, right.
If it's triggering to you. She doesn't want to hear that. So I think it's just insane because you're basically just taking money and lighting it on fire because therapy is not cheap. And I know some people's insurance is different than others and some gets covered, some doesn't. But it's just nuts.
No,
it's nuts.
I mean, most therapists the right ones are going to hold you accountable and tell you what you probably don't want to hear, but you need to hear it. She doesn't want that.
No.
So she just lies to her therapist every week?
She lies to her therapist.
Yeah, that's a bummer, man.
And it's just like, if there's one person in this world that you should be able to trust with your the inner workings of your thoughts, the inner workings of your brain,
it's us.
It's your it's your therapist.
It's your therapist. For like, 100%.
It's me, 100%. I won't tell anyone who has a microphone in his mouth. You have to utilize that service because that's what you're paying for and that's what it's there for. And if you don't, that's on you. That is on you.
You can't tell me, though, all the years you've been going to therapy, you've lied once or twice.
Honestly, I wish that I had said less.
Really? Yeah, but I mean, it's one of those things, though, where...
Because I've said some wild things behind those four walls.
Are any of you that go to therapy, are you... I mean, I would assume one is afraid of being judged, even by your therapist.
I don't feel like that's fair. Like... I don't think that's a fair thought. And you, everyone's entitled to their thoughts and feelings. But like being judged by your therapist,
then you need a new therapist.
Because like, okay, if you're going to judge me, I'm going to judge you. You sit here and butt your nose in everyone else's problems for a living.
No. I'm not saying the therapist is going to judge you, but I'm saying that's probably a normal feeling to have when opening up to somebody. I wonder if this individual is going to judge me. And no, you shouldn't care because therapy, it's supposed to be a safe space, so they say. Until you tell them you don't like the Barbie movie and then, oh, really? Well, what didn't you like about it? I just didn't like it.
She was going deeper and you didn't want to. Now you keeping it surface level. Now you keeping it close to the belt.
What was the subscription?
BetterHelp.
That's what it was, you guys.
It was like Walmart therapy, and you're like, I can't afford it. I'm like, okay.
It's $40 a week. I had no problem paying for it. I just didn't like my therapist. And
the thing about that. There's a catalog of other therapists, and you were like, nah.
Couldn't find one.
One bad egg ruined it for the rest.
I couldn't find one. So
you didn't look.
Why don't you have a heart-to-heart with your friend and keep it real with them?
What am I supposed to say? You're lying? You're lying to yourself and you're lying to others? What am I supposed to say to her?
Keep it real. Tell them, like, why you're wasting your money, this we know, but but also, like, don't you want to get better?
There's some people who, like, literally don't, though.
Yeah, you're
There's
right.
some people who want to go through the motions and they want to pretend like they're doing all the right things. When in actuality, they're just doing it to say that they've done it. So when people come back at them and say, try this, they'll be like, tried it, didn't work for me. And those types of people, I can't get behind.
Yeah, in my defense, I've never said that once. Also, how many of you guys know somebody who's constantly talking about, we all have that person in our life where they're either really wealthy, but they're constantly, you know, unhappy and sick. Or you have someone that's constantly broke. You know, but they have this toxic positivity behind them. I got friends like that.
Yeah.
So life is about having a healthy balance. You know, it's about winning in all areas of your life.
Correct.
And there are people who, like you said, would prefer to be sick all the time because if you take that away from them,
they have nothing to talk about.
Then there's nothing left.
Right.
It's who they are. It's become their identity.
Correct.
You got to stay away from those type of people.
Don't I know it?
There is your free therapy session right there.
So I'm a licensed therapist now. Thank you so much.
BetterHelp.com. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. How many of you have ever been to a dry wedding? Was it fun?
Shut up.
Did you feel like you should have just stayed home and watched paint dry? We got a great message.
The drama.
Great message from Erica yesterday. So I reached back out to her. I said, would you be willing to talk with us on the air? Because her sister's getting married in a couple months and is making it a point to make sure not an ounce of alcohol is at her wedding. Let's get Erica on the phone with us to tell us why. Hi, good morning, Erica.
Good morning, guys.
Okay, so tell us the situation. What's happening here?
It's such a weird situation because my younger sister is getting married in the first week of November.
Right.
And I've been helping her plan everything, like venue, flowers, catering, all of it. And at the last minute, she decided there will be absolutely no alcohol at the wedding.
That's tragic.
It's
tragic.
Yeah. Her fiance is sober. So, I mean, I respect, he's in recovery and, you know, like I'm proud of him and everything, but honestly, I don't know. I think it's a little selfish.
Well, yeah. I mean, how many people are you expecting as far as the guest list?
I mean, it's a pretty big guest list. you know, and like our family in particular is flying in from like all over the country, you know, people are spending thousands of dollars right. on flights and hotels and gifts. And, you know, they were promised an open bar. So
now your sister last minute decided I'm going to pull the plug on that.
Yeah,
that's exactly. that's a problem.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
A problem.
I mean, listen, there's nothing on an invite for a wedding that says open bar will be in attendance. Like, that's no one's promised anything. It's a wedding. It's your wedding. Like, it's that's expected. Ridiculous. It's expected, but it's not always guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed, but it's just sort of like customary, you know? I don't know.
Okay, so you've had this conversation with your sister, yes, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I tried, but like my dad also, like he called her and like tried to reason with her. And she literally said, if I see one person with alcohol at the wedding, they're getting kicked out. And it's like an absolute slap in the face to my husband who's in recovery.
Wait, time out. Erica, does your sister realize that if he's sober, temptation is everywhere? Like a wedding isn't any different than him going to a restaurant or a sporting event. I mean, if the guy can't be around a glass of champagne, he's got bigger problems.
But it's his wedding though. Like I get where he's coming from. Like this is my party and I make the rules. I'm paying for this. I'm not paying for my guests to enjoy booze when I don't drink, nor can I. That's crazy.
Not really. I mean, weddings are supposed to be a celebration. So what does she want? Does she want people to celebrate or just sit quietly and clap?
Exactly. You know, like that's the thing. It's like it's supposed to be a party. And like if people aren't partying, it's not going to be fun for him either. You know, like my mom is really worried that people are just going to leave after dinner, which would be so awkward. I don't know.
Well, there's nothing you can do about that. If they leave, they leave. That's on them. But I doubt that's going to happen for everybody who might be flying in from all over the country.
Yeah, I guess so. I just don't think it's like fair, you know, to make an entire wedding dry just because one person might feel tempted. Like,
but it's the only person that matters. Like, that's the only.
Hold on a second. Is this his decision or is this your sister's decision?
I don't know. It's kind of unclear, you know. Like, I mean, it's my sister that's enforcing it for sure. So I don't know if he's behind the scenes saying that he wants this or she's just doing it on his behalf. It's kind of not totally clear to me.
There's no compromising here, huh?
I don't know. I want there to be a compromise. And I mean, mostly I just like, I don't want to get blamed, you know, because I'm helping plan all of this.
Right.
I don't want to be like at fault when everyone ends up annoyed, you know? So I want to figure out what the compromise can be.
Like, sure.
I don't know. Maybe we could like,
everyone just comes blasted. I mean, it's as simple as that.
I don't know. That seems like just the same, though, you know? I mean, I don't know. Being around drunk people, like, that seems like just as tempting.
But so, at least they're not paying for those drunk people to get to that level, you know? That's the difference.
Yeah, and listen, you know, at the end of the day, there's going to be some people that are going to be totally bummed out. But, you know, what are you going to do? It's your sister's call. It is her wedding. And it sucks. It sucks.
Yeah. My sister's calling me selfish for like not understanding. And I don't know. I'm the one that's helping put all this whole wedding together. You know, I just don't know what to do.
Right. It's tough. Let me get to some messages coming in right now and a couple of phone calls. But keep us posted. When is the wedding? November?
Yeah, November. First week.
Okay. I don't think what you or anyone else attending the wedding is asking for. I don't think anyone's asking for anything crazy here. I mean, your sister's looking at, in my personal opinion, the wrong way. But we'll see what everyone else has to say. But, you know, have fun at the wedding.
Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay. Are you okay this morning, by the way? You sound defeated.
Yeah, you know, I'm just, I don't know. I just want it to all work out.
So. Yeah, no, I understand.
I just want to get through this dry wedding.
It's understandable.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Erica, thanks so much for calling in this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you guys for your listening ear and advice.
Okay, no problem. All right, we'll get to some messages. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. Oh, that's so tough.
It's very tough.
Let me go to Amber, who's on hold real quick. Hi, good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Hi, okay, what do you think?
What's the tea?
So I'm getting married next August, and
same.
My fiancé is also sober.
Okay.
I know, congratulations.
You too.
So He's been sober for 12 years. We are 100% having alcohol at the wedding. We have family that is flying in from out of town. If you have a wedding, you're coming for the alcohol and the food, right?
Yeah,
so,
amen.
Like, that's just, it is what it is. Like, people want to drink. People want to have fun. And I feel we've had this conversation, me and my fiance, and he wasn't even in his mind to have a dry wedding. Because he's sober doesn't mean everybody else has to be. And people will leave, and that's fine, but they're going to go to the bars, and they're going to, you know, get what they should have gotten at the wedding. I feel like a compromise, if her sister is really strong on this and doesn't want everybody getting hammered, totally respect that, get that. So
bring
the compromise
flasks.
Could be beer and wine or hide your flasks. Instead of, like, having liquor at the bar, maybe just doing beer and wine.
I
feel like that's kind of unfair to have everybody, especially the ones coming from out of town, going and spending all of this money and then originally thinking that they're going to have open bar and then it just, like, switch last minute. I feel like that's not really cool.
I agree, because if they're going to spend this money to come all this way, you got to give them a little something.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much, Amber. I appreciate your taking. Congrats.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Have a good morning.
You too. Who else is here? Laura says, you guys are looking at this the wrong way. You don't mess with someone's recovery, even if it makes the wedding tricky. And trust me when I say people would much rather have a dry wedding than a disaster. I disagree, because even if it's a disaster, then, I mean, whose problem is that? How would that be ours? This guy can't be around a drink? I don't know if he's ready to leave the house then. I'm just saying.
Moose goes, bubble wrap him, tie him to the bed.
I'm just saying.
Go for the best.
Temptation is everywhere. He's going to be tempted wherever he goes.
The drama.
Why? Okay, let me get to Chuck. Big Chuck in the
Big
house.
Chuck.
Sober people deal with temptation every single day, myself being one of them. A wedding isn't any different. He either can handle it or he can't. But you don't punish 150 guests. Amen.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I don't, we can agree to disagree on this. I loved her take. But again, open bar is a huge expense. Massive.
It's not about the money.
It is when you're the one paying for it.
It's not about the money.
It's easy for you to say when you're the one not literally putting forth a dime.
Oh, I tip. I'm a big tipper, baby.
Moose goes, I gave her $20. It's like, right, but it was like $8,000, so.
All right, we're going to check back in with Erica, hopefully before the wedding, just to see if her sister called an audible. It's PXY Mornings. Yeah, Moose and Breezy. PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, 82 for the high today. We don't always get messages from single dads, but when we do.
We got to read them.
Yeah, we make it a point to read them, sure. Message came in from Nate, who's worried about a comment made at school to his 10-year-old daughter. And he's asking for help on how to approach this situation because, you know, he doesn't want to make matters worse. But take a listen to what he sent in. He says, hey, guys, single father to a 10-year-old girl. None of my other friends really have kids. And I was just curious what other people think about this situation. If you're able to talk about it on your show, I would appreciate it. If not, I understand. I'm feeling very defensive. And I'm wondering if I need to talk to the school about something that happened recently. My daughter came home from school this past Monday and told me the security officer had made a comment about her outfit. She was wearing a dress that was age appropriate and just above her ankles in length. She states she was in line for lunch and the security officer said to her, quote, do I need to call your dad to ask him to get you some pants? End quote. I'm confused why he said this. I've been asking my child questions to try to learn more, but the whole thing just seems bizarre to me. I'll list some other bits of information that might answer some immediate questions. She does not wear skirts or dresses every day, or even most days. She wears pants and shorts.
Okay.
There were no other grown-ups around when he said this to her, which is sort of a red flag to me. We have never had any problems in the past years we've been at this school. So my question is this, what do I do? I feel the need to go to the school, but my fear is that I won't be taken seriously or will be seen as some overbearing or overly defensive father, no matter how neutrally I approach the situation.
Okay.
I was just wondering if anyone knows of any ways I can navigate this without making matters worse. Thanks so very much. Okay, that came in from Nate. Okay, by the sounds of things, I think what Nate is also trying to figure out is why this guy even made this comment to his daughter to begin with.
Right.
5852.
So weird to be like, I'll call your dad. Like, what?
To come and get you some pants. If you have thoughts on this one today, hit us up at 585-252-9800. The phone lines are open. I don't know. I don't know what she's clearly not at a private school. I mean, she's wearing shorts and stuff like that on other days. So for him to make this comment while she's sitting there waiting for lunch, but to make it to a 10-year-old seems odd.
I agree. I very much so agree. I don't get that. I really don't. Where does he get off? Also, I feel like we've talked about this in the past, but like these kids who are wearing these like kind of older type of outfits, like the young girls who are wearing the crop tops and the booty shorts. It's like, this was my biggest fear of these kids wearing these articles of clothing because it's just inappropriate and people can't help themselves but say weird stuff.
No, I know. We got one text from Eileen that says, I always say it's better to be safe than sorry. I would request a meeting with a guidance counselor, nurse, or principal, or maybe all of them together. This way, admins are on notice. Guidance counselor or nurse can offer your daughter a safe place to go if she does feel embarrassed or needs someone to talk to.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Pam, who's waiting on hold. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
Okay.
My heart is pounding right now.
Pam, tell us everything.
Pounding.
Do we need to call help?
Oh, you might. You might, because this just makes my blood boil.
Okay.
I am a single parent. I've raised two daughters and a son. And the putting that child in a box starts right now. And they've really put her into a box. They're going to tell her what to wear. You know, girls later become women should not have to be careful about what they wear.
She's not wearing anything inappropriate. She's got a dress on above her ankles.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You know, no hoochie clothes, nothing like that. And
right.
I agree. I think there should be a meeting. I think there should. I had situations when I was young, and I am so angry. I don't do this every day, but it makes me very angry when I hear that, because my daughters face that sort of thing. And you're trying to raise a strong, confident human being. Forget that she's a girl. Strong, confident human being. And this is the beginning of eroding that confidence.
Yeah.
It's so inappropriate for her to come home and share it with her father. Obviously,
absolutely.
She was affected by it.
This and her dad's like, what the hell? Like,
Oh, because, you know, we are told to just, you know, not listen to that sensor going on in our head.
Right, right.
And it's, we are to be taught to believe every minute of it. If she felt it, she knew it, and she repeated it and told her dad. That is wonderful, and she should be encouraged to do those things.
Sure.
Absolutely, 100%. And I agree, there should be a meeting with all the and bring somebody with you as a witness.
Yeah,
because
all of it needs to be
those meetings.
It needs to be documented, sure.
It needs to be documented. Absolutely. Oh,
thank
God.
You, Pam. I appreciate it. I'm sorry you're fired up, but,
Pam's,
you know, it's for a reason.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my face. I think my face is purple right now. I was so angry. I was like, you know, it's just the beginning of indoctrination.
Oh, my God.
The wrong, right?
Yeah.
Like, we should be accepting. I have a sister that runs a preschool, and she had a little boy come in, and he dressed differently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolute 100% acceptance. Don't bother him. If you don't like it, you go someplace else.
Yeah, I love that. Thanks,
you know,
Pam. We love you.
Oh, my pleasure. Get on with your day. Thanks so
all
much,
right.
guys.
All right, have a good one. Don't crash your car.
Yeah, get to where you're going safely.
She's like, I'm literally, blood is boiling, rushing to my head.
You know, a lot of these messages look very similar, too, because one person's saying talk to someone in administration, because ideally, who you suspect will understand or you have had a established relationship with, like the teachers, the counselors, the nurses, what have you, is who you need to go and talk with.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly says, I've never heard of a security officer addressing a dress code issue. If it was something that was warranted, then he should have brought it up to a teacher to handle.
Correct.
I'm friends with a bus driver who works for our local school district who dropped off a middle school kid with a shirt that said, smoke crack with your mom on it, and she made it a point to tell the principal.
There's some text we should probably just not read, you know? He goes, everything that comes through goes to my desk. I got to read it.
It's right in front of me.
So important.
Anthony says, this is overkill. Some people have no idea this day and age how to let things go. He's a security guard. It sounds like he was just following dress code. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think that's the...
It's not what's happening.
No. So, yeah, Nate, thanks for the message. We appreciate it. If your gut is telling you that something feels off, because obviously it did for your daughter,
right,
then don't feel guilty about addressing it. If your daughter brought it up, she clearly felt uncomfortable.
Correct.
Put it in writing. Make sure the school knows about it.
And be done with it.
Onward and upward.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for your thoughts this morning.
Thanks, Nate.
And for your call, Pam. We're going to take a quick break. We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning. PXY.
Hey, it's Juliana. Every weekday while you listen to 98 PXY at work, I share the latest celebrity tea with you with my Dirty and 30. Here at just after 10:30 later this morning, The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Hi, I'm John Simonian, president of the Source Fine Jewelers. Getting engaged? Then let's talk lab-grown diamonds, which are ethically sourced and have the same brilliance and sparkle as natural diamonds, but at a fraction of the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.